The Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT is now history, with the incoming primary exit profile PEP set to take its place. PEP is designed to, among other things, develop the critical thinking and analytical skills of students, while also ensuring their readiness for the Grade 7 curriculum. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean and Manager of the Student Assessment Unit in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Terrian Thomas-Gale, recently visited JIS Radio's Studio 58A, where they outlined the objectives of PEP in greater detail. We bring you an excerpt of the interview with host Vanessa Silvera.
We are cautioning our parents and our teachers. We cannot teach to the test. The students are not going to do well if you are going to be teaching to a set of questions that you have been provided with. We are testing their ability to think, ability to analyze, ability for them to put their own perspective based on what they see around them and what a particular question is asking them. So we have to now prepare our students to develop that level of understanding and to use their own creativity, which is one of the 21st century skills, to be able to answer the question. So this is a very important distinction that we have to make. So this notion about doing evening classes for PEP or starting a business as it relates to preparation for PEP, it is not going to help unless we ensure that the fundamental principles of thinking and analyzing are within our children, as is embedded within the curriculum. So our children, Vanessa, they have the natural ability to think and to relate. They are more expressive these days, and they can tell you exactly what is happening. We have to just continue as parents, as teachers, as administrators to harness these skills, because these are the skills that will give them the jobs in the 21st century.
So what I'm hearing from you is PEP is not teaching the children to pass an exam. So it's not that. We're not teaching them to go to the assessment and pass the exam. So it's not that.
It's not this actual built-up preparation with a couple of questions that you must remember that it's a multiple choice with five questions, and the past paper had question B as the answer, so you have to try and remember. It is not about that.
Yeah. Mrs. Thomas-Gale was saying it's not a one-shot. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the ministry is removing the idea of extra classes and all these things in preparation for an exam. I hear what the ministry is doing. I hear what the teachers can do. As a parent, what can I do to ensure that my child is prepared? And how can I ensure that my child gets the pass to the school that they want?
As parents, we have to ensure that our students, one, they are engage in schools with the national standards curriculum. There are several things that parents can do with their children. One, we need to involve our children more at home in decision making. We need to ask questions that don't require a yes or no response, but ask questions that pull the children to respond using sentences. We engage our children in even planning the budget for the month, because one of the requirement of the ability test at grade 6 is to assess the extent to which the students are able to reason quantitatively. Mm-hmm. Simple things as making dinner, how much of a particular ingredient is needed. Yeah. Simple tasks like that, you know, you're doing the washing, how long you think the cycle should be for a particular clothes. Simple activities. No longer should the child be seen at home and not heard. We have to create our home in such a way that students are given the opportunity to engage in meaningful play. So while they are surfing the net, parents need to be more vigilant in that when they surf the internet, whatsoever information that they retrieve from the internet, it is not just placed back on a document, but the children need to read and interpret. And parents too, they will have to now be more involved in the child's learning. No longer is it up to the teacher alone, but parents need to take an active role in what happens in the schools.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean and Manager of the Student Assessment Unit in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Terrian Thomas-Gale, in a recent interview with Vanessa Silvera inside JIS Radio's Studio 58A. Catch the full interview on our YouTube channel at Jamaica Information Service /Studio 58A. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.